Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Folks should work closely with their herd veterinarians to determine risk level and assess any potential adjustments to management practices now that we do indeed have an incursion.
Dr. Mitch Blandine with Zoetis.
You know, prior to the incursion, we were encouraging producers to put a plan in place. And now that we have one, it's critical that they establish a plan, work with your veterinarian, establish a plan in place that's aligned with the USDA playbook, isolate, document any cases that have occurred, and ensure that cases are appropriately reported.
All that is a second confirmed New World screwworm case in Zavala County, Texas, intensifying the response for ranchers already facing quarantine, surveillance, and livestock movement controls. USDA says the latest detection confirmed on June 5th involved a one-month-old calf about 5.5 miles from the first case. Other nearby suspect samples tested negative, according to the agency. Now, federal and Texas officials operating under Unified Incident Command. Response includes a 20-kilometer infested zone, movement restrictions, expanded trapping, wildlife surveillance, and treatment supplies staged through the National Veterinary Stockpile. USDA began aerial sterile fly releases on June 4th, dispersing 2 million sterile screwworms twice every week, another 4 million sterile flies per week being shipped for release through 24 ground chambers. Farmers and ranchers could feel several trade decisions before any final agreement is signed. U.S. officials moving forward with North American trade, India talks, China tariff discussions, and enforcement actions that could affect export, import, and equipment cost. House Ag Committee scheduled to examine ag priorities for the future of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement this week as the agreement's first joint review approaches. Farm groups in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico urging negotiators to preserve North American food and ag trade. India, though, may offer the clearest near-term opportunity. India trade officials say the first phase of a bilateral trade agreement with the U.S. could be completed by mid-July. Other actions add uncertainty. USDA is accepting comments on proposed China trade mechanisms, a Section 301 action related to Brazil, and forced labor tariff proposals affecting 60 economies. Those steps could affect market access and supply chains. Farm equipment costs may see some relief after Section 232 tariff treatment on certain imported machinery was reduced. Next producer signal, though, will be whether trade talks become measurable sales, stable access, and lower operating cost. Of course, farmers facing a third straight year of declining economic conditions as crop prices remain below break-even and fertilizer and fuel costs add pressure. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Dr. John Newton says the downturn has now reached 12 consecutive quarters. Farm production expenses increasing by $120 billion, or 34% since 2020. They're approaching $500 billion annually. Newton reports crop prices remain 11 to nearly 40% below recent highs, eroding working capital. It's Agriculture Today.
Let's talk about logos. What's the value of a good mark? Well, when it comes to the seal of cotton, it's pretty big. Introduced in 1973, the seal of cotton trademark has planted itself in consumers' headspaces. In fact, 94% of consumers say the seal helps them easily identify cotton products. 85% say they associate the seal with softness, comfort, and durability. 40 years of cotton research and promotion really adds up. You grow the cotton? The Cotton Research Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
You know, I think as we've seen this incursion in Mexico, obviously the movement, the cattle movement, the movements inside of our southern Mexico has obviously caused alarm.
Stephen Diebel is president of the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers.
There's certain movement protocols that we feel like has really exacerbated, or the lack of movement protocols has exacerbated this problem and caused it to migrate in a way that we've not seen before. And obviously that is one of the really focus areas that we want to focus on, or topics that we want to focus on with regards to putting a plan into place here domestically.
Talks about fly dispersal.
Well, our only fly production plant obviously is in Panama. It's a COPEG facility. They're currently producing 100 million flies per week. Those flies have been able to come all the way up to our Texas border and really provide that buffer zone that's really bought us time, in my opinion, over the last 6 or 8 months. USDA and Animal Health Commission work hand in hand to bolster that buffer zone, enhance those polygons to really provide that protection as best we can, you know, to our domestic livestock and wildlife populations. It's not super surprising that we would have some of these outlying incursions, but I do believe, you know, the plans in place with our existing fly production from Panama are going to be satisfactory to hold off until we get additional fly production, which will come from the Matapa facility, hopefully midsummer to the fall of this year. And then we worked really hard on the mission facility, getting support for that funding on the mission facility. And phase one is expected to be in production fall of 27, and phase two with the total of 300 million additional flies will be the fall of 28. So with those fly production numbers, you know, reaching the 500 to 700 million flies per week, that will be the necessary, you know, numbers needed to do what we want to do.
And on the first case?
Well, the umbilicus in newborn animals, white-tailed deer, cattle are probably the most known species that are affected. But yes, this can affect all warm-blooded animals, things like pets, you know, all the wildlife populations, even, you know, in a small degree where people can be infected, where there could be wounds that are not cared for in a proper way. So yes, it can be, you know, it's a warm-blooded mammalian issue, but certainly what I want to emphasize, it's not a food safety issue by any means. And the public can be very satisfied with the the procedures in place that are there to protect our domestic cattle and wildlife populations.
And no food safety issues.
You know, this can be a terminal issue if left untreated for several days. However, again, like I spoke of earlier, we have so many more treatment products and prevention protocols that we didn't have in the 60s and the 70s. And with that said, I think we can be much more proactive as livestock producers and as those folks that take care of their pets and all the other animals that we provide care for. You know, there are opportunities where intervention can really be helpful in this scenario.
It's Agriculture Today.
This has been Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally sold thousands of acres of grassland in Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Oklahoma. Our inventory on ranches is as low as it has been in years. We really need listings on ranches of all sizes. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
This is Agriculture Today.
The president was very clear in the cabinet meeting what he was looking for on the straits, free and open access, that, as we saw before February 27th, and that Iran must give up their highly enriched uranium and cannot have a nuclear weapon.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent recently at the Reagan National Economic Forum.
To be clear, I think one of the things that has gone unappreciated and unnoticed here is this is the first time the Iranians have been willing to discuss the nuclear subject. Like, you know, before, we have the right to do this. We have undisputed. And so, you know, I think between 5.5-6 weeks of an incredibly successful military campaign and then Operation Economic Fury, where we have really cut them off, and they are at the end of their tether now financially. I think 40 or 50% of the troops aren't getting paid. Police aren't reporting to the station. Inflation's probably over 200%. They're having to give out food vouchers. They have turned off the internet. There was an information vacuum. And we'll see. Is the Iranians have engaged as they could. I would point out we did not change, we did not have regime change, but we changed the regime. The first level leaders decapitated, the second level decapitated, so we're dealing with the third level. And it's very tough, because on one side, we have a theocracy with the clerics. On the other side, we have a thugocracy with the IRGC. And you've got to convince both sides.
You've heard of food deserts. What about financial literacy deserts?
Well, I think we're creating a whole new class of shareholders. And in nutrition, there's this idea of a food desert. You don't have access to good food. I've done a lot of work on financial literacy. I push for it. And I think that there was the idea of a financial desert that, you know, if people don't have exposure, many of them, they can't open a Charles Schwab account or an E-Trade or any of the other, Robinhood or any of the others. So this is going to give them an account. Rather than giving a toy for someone's birthday, you cut the price of the toy in half and give the toy and then put $20 into that account. So you can constantly top it up.
It's worth a lot more than a welfare check. It's worth a lot more every way you look at it.
At Treasury, went up yesterday, to encourage all of you to go, TrumpAccounts.gov. We have five, maybe we might be up to our six learning modules, because these are families who have never many of them have never participated in the stock market before. Look, I was a kid from South Carolina, a small town, and I was growing up, I just knew something bad happened on Wall Street in 1929. Like, that's what I knew about Wall Street. And now, I think they're going to be able to see it on their phone. They'll sit around the dining room table. Their families will add to it. Many states are going to top these up. So we've got 20 states so far that I think are going to add to these. And I do think it is a new kind of philanthropy, because now we have all these foundations. A lot of them do good work, but there's a lot of bureaucracy. They have buildings, they have boards, they have dinners. If you want to give directly to the children of America, just give it to the Trump account.
It's Agriculture Today.
The planting season is right around the corner. You can't afford to be down when it's time to go. Wiley Implement and Spray Center, your Case IH dealer, can get your equipment ready for the season and keep you running. We also have a great selection of new and used planters for the upcoming season. Depend on Wiley's 13 locations across Texas and Oklahoma. Find us at WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts round here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
You know, we're leading China by a lot. I just got back from China. I was with President Xi, who I respect. But we're leading China by a lot in the AI race, a very important race.
Speaking at a farmer roundtable in Wisconsin, President Donald Trump.
And we're leading everybody now when it comes to cars. They're coming in from Germany. They're coming in from Japan. They're coming in from Canada. Canada treats you guys rough, you know? Canada, they put on big tariffs. We didn't meet them with tariffs. I took care of them my first term really strongly, and I am now. But Canada's been very rough. You find them rough to deal with? Yes, you're pretty rough to deal with. He's more of a diplomat than me. And we are doing well. The previous 2 months, we were revised upward by nearly 100,000 jobs. They put the numbers too low. So actually, we had 100,000 more jobs than they reported. They were obviously Democrats, right? Wages for workers continued to rise, and for manufacturing workers, wages are up more than 8% since I took office, which is close to a record. Think of that. A blue collar is doing better than it's ever done before. And your farmers, if you remember, we had a bad patch in my first term where China and other countries were sort of boycotting the United States. And I met with the farmers and I said, I'm going to get you something for it because you've been treated very badly. And I got $28 billion for the farmers in the first term. Remember? I just asked Ken whether or not he got it. He said, I did. And we're looking at something also right now. We're looking at something to take the place of what's happened because it's artificial. What happened to you is artificial with the energy and with the fertilizer. So we're looking at something. But in the first term, I got the farmers $28 billion, and I'll never forget, I was in the White House. I had about 35 farmers along this big, beautiful table. Not as beautiful as this table, okay? But this gorgeous, beautiful White House table, all the best. And I said, I'm going to get you a subsidy. And they looked at me, and he just said the same thing. One of them looked at me, stood up, said, sir, we don't want subsidy. We just want an even playing field. I said, nobody ever said that to me. All they want is money. You understand that? First time. Nobody ever said that. I've had so many meetings with different groups, different industries. If I said, I'm going to get you $28 billion, they say, oh, get it as fast. They actually said, we don't want it. Now, I got it for you anyway. I didn't notice anybody turning it down, but I got it. But they said something that no other group said, Ron. They said, we don't want a subsidy. We just want an even playing field, fair trade. They just wanted to be treated fairly. And nobody else has said that but the farmers. So we love you. We love you guys. So we're building more factories now than at any time. And we've also had huge drops. And I'll tell you, this is something that's amazing. African-American unemployment is now doing better than it's ever done. And I don't know where that stat came from, but I'll take it. I don't know where the hell that stat came, but we'll take it. And a short time ago, we were a dead country. We were dead as a doornail. If you look, go back 2 years, we were a laughingstock all over the world. We had a president that couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. He couldn't walk down a flight of stairs either, you know. And we had everybody, we were a laughingstock all over the world. And I was with the king of Saudi Arabia because I wanted him to invest trillions of dollars into our country. Look at that whole situation now, too. It's very interesting. But he was good, and he said to me, you know, President, it's amazing. A year ago, a year and a half ago, we thought you were a dead country, and now you're the hottest country anywhere in the world that we are. We're the strongest, we're the hottest, and we're the most respected country anywhere in the world.
It's Agriculture Today.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
Let's talk about logos. What's the value of a good mark? Well, when it comes to the seal of cotton, it's pretty big. Introduced in 1973, the seal of cotton trademark has planted itself in consumers' headspaces. In fact, 94% of consumers say the seal helps them easily identify cotton products. 85% say they associate the seal with softness, comfort, and durability. 40 years of cotton research and promotion really adds up. You grow the cotton? The Cotton Research Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
Communication is key.
Stephen Diebel, President, Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers.
Communication between livestock producers, wildlife producers, wildlife managers, even the urban, you know, individual that may have that, you know, pet of some sort. It's so important to communicate quickly, and the quicker the communication, the faster we can be of assistance with regards to the sterile fly dispersal. So the quicker we report, you know, the quicker we can regionalize this problem and not let it spread any further.
Again, not a food safety issue.
First off, this is not a food safety issue. Number two, I think the relationships that we've built and that we've worked upon across stakeholders, industry partners, state agencies, federal agencies, from Secretary Rawlins back through the Texas Animal Health Commission, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, and all of those involved. We talk weekly, if not daily, especially here as of recent, and, you know, helping folks to understand the relationships that have all been working towards the the cause of finding solutions to this problem. And we'll certainly get through this, and we've got solutions for it, and we're just all going to have to work together and be communicable, and understand that communication and reporting is going to be very, very important. But we really, really appreciate the working relationships that we've built, and think we have a really good path moving forward.
So now what? Ag Secretary Brooke Rawlins.
USDA will continue to work with the state departments of agriculture, animal health officials, industry, and producers to mitigate the economic impacts of restrictions as much as possible, including negotiating with our trading partners to regionalize any trade restrictions on live animals, limiting them to defined geographic areas. Number two, we urge all residents in the area to check your pets. This is not just a livestock issue. It's not just a cattle issue. It is a pet issue as well. And in fact, in some of the cases that have been found within 20, 30, 60 miles of the Mexican border in Mexico, many of those were feline cats and dogs. And so the pet issue is really, really important. We have deployed additional trained dogs, our USDA dogs, down to the border that will be working with all crossing and all pets that are crossing. And we'll be limiting those pretty significantly now going forward. We are also looking and asking all residents to look for draining or enlarged wounds and signs of discomfort in animals, looking for the screwworm larvae, which look like maggots and eggs, in or around body openings. The one that was found today was actually in the umbilical cord of, as we mentioned, an 8-week bovine. If you suspect your animal is infested with screwworm, contact your state animal health official or the USDA area veterinarian in charge immediately. All their information, contact, et cetera, is on the website screwworm.gov. Screwworms do not infest meat. They do not infest fruits. They do not infest vegetables or other food sources. Our Food Safety and Inspection Service, FSIS, ensures that the nation's commercial supply of meat, poultry, and egg products are safe and properly labeled. And under the Federal Meat Inspection Act, FSIS inspection personnel must inspect all eligible animal species unless they are exempt or covered by a state inspection program. Finally, any evidence of screwworm infestation in an animal would be identified during these inspections, and any contaminated product from an infected animal would not be allowed to enter the food supply.
It's Agriculture Today.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688.
There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
This has been Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally sold thousands of acres of grassland in Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Oklahoma. Our inventory on ranches is as low as it has been in years. We really need listings on ranches of all sizes. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698.
This is Agriculture Today.
So yes, while America slept, our vulnerabilities grew. While America slept, too many leaders accepted failed supply chains as the price of modern life.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent speaking recently at the Reagan National Economic Forum.
While America slept, we let industrial policy erode and Main Street decay. We tolerated unfairness in the name of stability and conflated market access with strategic success. But America has awakened. We are alert to the fact that a resilient economy is the foundation of a strong republic, that we can measure the health of our economy not merely by what it produces, but whom it lifts, that secure supply chains matter as much as stock indices, that productive capacity is power, that trade policy, industrial policy, and national security policy must all fit together, or they will each fail separately. So let me end where I began, with President Reagan's reminder to identify where we went wrong and to recover our faith in what can go right. If we learn from our mistakes, if we rebuild what we neglected, if we reward production as well as consumption, if we prize resilience alongside prosperity, as President Trump has been doing, then this country will not simply patch over our vulnerabilities. It will enter a new season of national strength with a more robust Main Street and industrial base than ever before. Safer supply chains, more secure medicines, more reliable access to critical minerals, a revived maritime capacity, a financial system aligned with a national purpose, and trading partnerships that reinforce rather than undermine our security relationships. Indeed, the strength of this republic lies in not denying that the old consensus failed. Instead, we must restore resilience where complacency took hold, rebuild capacity where dependence took root, and above all, recover the confidence to believe a nation that knows how to build, invent, produce, and lead is never destined for decline. While America slept, our vulnerabilities grew, but under President Trump's leadership, we are alert to the risk we can no longer ignore and attuned to the responsibility we can no longer defer. Under President Trump, we have awoken to morning again in America, and our best days, I believe, still lie ahead.
He also talks about the Iranian blockade.
Everything we have done since the ceasefire began has been defensive.
Mm-hmm.
And Admiral Cooper, General Kane, Secretary Hegseth have been very clear about that. And again, what's important to realize here is just as in our government, we have hawks, doves in between, they have people who that want to keep up a quixotic fight. And then they have people who want to settle. Mm. So, you know, they are also hashing it out, but there are three scenarios. We have the deal.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the deal, but we just maintain the blockade and we keep squeezing them. And you know, I think every day that goes by, much worse for them. Or we go back to kinetic action. And you know, President Trump, you know it, Larry, I know it. He likes to create the most leverage for himself.
It's Agriculture Today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The planting season is right around the corner. You can't afford to be down when it's time to go. Wiley Implement and Spray Center, your Case IH dealer, can get your equipment ready for the season and keep you running. We also have a great selection of new and used planters for the upcoming season. Depend on Wiley's 13 locations across Texas and Oklahoma. Find us at WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.